This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, listeners. This is Barbara Jafter, your host on Mother's Corner on this beautiful sunny Tuesday morning. This program is created to encourage, uplift, and strengthen single mothers through the Word of God, prayer, and honest conversation about the journey of single parenting. Mother's Corner is supported by Single Moms Raising Sons. The show places special emphasis on raising sons with godly values, character, and purpose. It seeks to equip mothers with spiritual tools to raise the next generation of men and women who honor God and respect others and live with integrity. Single mothers, wherever you are, please lean in and open your heart and mind to listen, to receive, and to reflect on what we will be sharing this morning. I remind you that this is a safe space. We've created the safe space, and it's a supportive space where you can find spiritual encouragement, practical wisdom, and the reassurance that God walks with you in every season. So our topic for today, single moms, is finding strength and resilience through trauma. Isaiah 40 verse 29 is our anchor verse, and it says that he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And if we unpack that a bit, this verse reminds us that when we are weary and weak, God is indeed our strength. Not only does he strengthen us, but he increases the power of the weak. So when our power levels are low in our weakness, God increases that. He comes and he increases the power. And we often say his strength is made perfect in our weakness. We know this to be true. And there's so many of us that can testify to this. Welcome to Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising. And we have a special guest that we will introduce a little bit later. But again, please sit back and enjoy this time with us. Single moms that are raising sons. There's a certain focus on the moms with sons. We are supported by Single Moms Raising Sons. And we spend this time to reflect and to share openly with each other as the Lord leads us. Thank you. Very excited. We have a very special guest this morning. You are on the Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising. And we have Gloria Veal that's going to be online joining us via Zoom link. Welcome, Gloria, to Mother's Corner. Gloria is a single mom of two. She has a 23-year-old daughter and a son of 21 years old. He will be 21, if I understand. Gloria will be 21 on Saturday. And Gloria has got a very powerful testimony. The Lord has really taken her on a journey and held her up through really, really difficult times. Gloria is involved in women's upliftment, and she has been for a large part of her life. She advocates for the weak, and she's also run her own business. But she's come full circle where the Lord has called her back into ministry. And Gloria is the founder of Abbas Restoration House Ministry. Gloria, would you share with our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your ministry? Thank you.
Thanks so much, Barbara, for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure. To be able to share and use one's pain to empower people. So I am, as you said, a single mom of two beautiful young people. I head up a ministry for the last 13 years officially, although I've, before that got involved in ministry since 2008. I come from the business background. I used to own a business in both Johannesburg and Cape Town as an interior design and interior person, where I employed quite a lot of people. I really loved my business. I've always loved serving. Born on the Cape Flats, born and bred on the Cape Flats, both my parents. My mother comes from District 6, being uprooted. And then we grew up. I was born in Athlone, grew up in Bonthieville and Mitchells Plain. Mutual Springs, you know, definitely became the turning point in my life, where I was just 12, gang raped as part of a gang initiation, survivor, more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Became an activist in the anti-apartheid movement at the tender age of 14. Spent 3 years of my youth in consecutive years in prison, and maximum prisons. And you know, my whole life has just been riddled with, I guess, you know, with purpose, and really just being a voice in the darkness. And you know, and that is where I'm still today. I guess, you know, if you've been called to a space, that's it. I don't believe there's anything we can do once God has called us into a space. So
True.
that has been my life. And now I head up a ministry that has initiatives on the Cape Flats amongst the oppressed, the poor, the lost, the needy. An initiative called Balls Not Guns. It's a peace initiative, a vision the Lord gave me to activate peace and teach our kids all about the love of God through being compassionate and raising up platforms of light. And then we have feeding initiative, where we enable feeding stations. We have 32 branches or divisions of Balls Not Guns across the Cape Flats. And then women, very passionate about women and hearing the voice of women. And on the 23rd, we'll be launching a healing platform at the castle called Parakletos, healing the wounds, the deep wounds. So I know that that is, you know, where I need to be, the healing. If you, yeah, you know, that is just, that's me in a nutshell, Barbara, I think. Thank you.
Gloria, thank you. That's a lot more than a nutshell. Wow, I don't even know where to pick up. You're doing so much, and I salute you. And there's no doubt that we're going to need to spend a lot more time with you and have you back here. So thank you for sharing all these initiatives that you're running with, and what a blessing you are. Gloria, for today, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into understanding more about your journey as a single mom. And needless to say, your life journey has been marked by profound challenges and incredible resilience. So please share with us, as a mother raising your children through these seasons, how did you find the strength to keep going, especially in the moments where you felt most broken?
I have to say that it is one of the spaces being a mother where I've always felt the most vulnerable and the most inadequate. Although the one space that I really felt I belonged, you know, one of the battles of, I believe, being the child of God is being in the world but not of the world, you know, always fighting for that space where you are comfortable. So certainly with Gemma, Ruth, and Tao Daniel, I found that place of belonging. Although always feeling very inadequate and always, you know, like you're not doing enough or you should be doing more, or, you know, and one of the things, the prayers that I pray regularly and almost daily say, Abba, you know, let them see you in me. Let me be a message and let me strive to love the way that you love me, which is unconditionally. And I believe one of the things that I always, Barbara, that I'm always striving for is never to speak to my kids in condemnation or anger. So my kids know when I speak Afrikaans, dan is ek kwaad, you know, they call it mommy's cross language, you know. So from a young age, they knew if I switch to Afrikaans, dan is
Then
dan
they're in
moeilikheid,
trouble.
and then they would immediately say, we are sorry, mommy. So definitely that space for me as being a mother, especially coming from a very broken background, a brokenness. I've always battled with self-esteem issues and self-worth. You know, being a mother, that has impacted my children in the choices that I've made. You know, it's one thing that I encourage them today. I say, the one gift you can give yourself is to heal and to forgive. Because when you become a broken mother, you know, you are now bleeding on the kids that you bore in the world. And it's something that I'm very passionate about. You know, Barbara, and one of the privileges that I had a few years ago, my kids and I have been together now for 6 years, just the three of us, beautiful space, the most precious
Yes,
space, hard but great, you know.
but worthwhile.
Yeah, that I had that opportunity to sit with them and apologize to them for the poor decisions that I made, you know.
Wow.
I said, I'm sorry, guys, you know, I'm so imperfect, I'm so wounded, I'm so broken, but I'm on a journey of healing. And that was amazing for me because I knew that they had paid a price, you know, for
Yes.
my brokenness. and for my poor decisions and decisions that I made, you know, because I was just broken. There was no other thing to say, just broken.
Broken.
And, you know, even, yeah. So I think that for me was the most powerful turnaround in my journey, certainly.
Amen to that, Gloria. That is indeed a courage step, to sit with your children whom you love so dearly and to make ourselves as moms vulnerable to them. And to admit that we failed and to ask forgiveness is the most powerful release and the gift that the Lord has given us. So what a story. Thank you for sharing that. You know, Psalm 147:3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And you just mentioned that you were so broken, but in speaking to them, he binds up their wounds. You walked through some deep pain from a really young age, Gloria. How did your personal healing journey shape the way you showed up as a mother to your children? I think you answered some of that, but that pain and that trauma that you suffered, how did that shape you?
Yeah. I think one of the biggest wrestling matches I ever had was with Abba Father, like really wrestling with him. What do you want? Leave me alone. You know, I had those kind of fights. Because I was a business owner when, you know, a prophet came to visit me and said, God at center. And the day that she left my office, I was a business owner then, you know, if I can tell you, literally all hell broke loose, you know, the sheriffs came and I went through a 10 million rand liquidation. I lost everything worldly, but I gained everything that is eternal.
Amen.
But at the time, I didn't understand that, you know, I was mad at God. What do you want? And, you know, I used to shout at him. And, I wrestled with him for a few reasons. I couldn't understand why you would love me, because all I understood was, my entire life was, I'm broken, I'm a problem, I'm not worthy. Yeah. You know, I lived with so much condemnation that I couldn't understand why would he love me? Yeah. And what does he want of me? And I remember shouting one day, I said, Lord, what do you want? And I heard him clearly said, correct my reputation, I am misrepresented. You are my voice, you are my message. And that sort of brought me to a standstill, you know, in understanding that, you know, I'm in this world because I've never felt like I belong in this world. So the one thing that shaped me was, you know, as a young girl, it was my father who broke my spirit. You know, my father used to beat me. Mm. And that beating broke something on the inside of me to a point where, hey, Barbara, you know, shame, you know, I feel sorry for the men that used to be in my life, because I believe that they really felt the brunt of my pain. And, you know, because of that, you cannot really receive love. You know, you just, it's there, but it's like a gift that you can't unwrap.
Yes.
And that's what happened to me. I don't think I could ever really unwrap that gift. And, you know, that's caused a lot of pain and loneliness. Until I met that man, you know,
Amen.
That man with the name Jesus. And
Amen.
Then,
Amen.
You know, I opened myself to him and he could touch the deep wounds within me. So it's been a very painful journey, because, you know, with the Lord, he is, you know, he's intentional. He's a God of clarity and order. He opens up the wounds, and that is painful. You know, when you literally feel you're going to die, and you say to the Lord, Here, kan nie, Here, is the feel, Here, and you know all you have to do is hold on to him in that times when you're literally drowning, you know.
Amen.
And that hole on the inside, you know, it threatens to swallow you because it's so huge. You don't know what to do with it.
Mm.
And so that was the defining moment, was really stepping into understanding that God loves me. Why? I don't know, but God loves me. You know, God has called me. He has formed me, has called me by name. He has written my name in the palm of his hand,
Amen.
You know, and he will never leave me. It was that sort of thing that started to change the mad Gloria, you know, into a peaceful Gloria, a Gloria that these days I don't even want to speak loudly because it feels like I'm going to threaten my peace, you know.
Wow, Gloria. Sure. I can hear the passion in your heart, and you speak about the Lord as your father. The identity is in place. You know him. It's a very, very personal relationship. We are on Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising, and we're speaking to a very special lady, Gloria Veal. Gloria is sharing with us about her journey as a single mom. And we left off where Gloria was telling us about finding her identity in Jesus, finding her identity in her father. Gloria, many women, many mothers struggle with carrying provision on their own and the emotional responsibility of being the providers. You know, Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all my needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." And we hear this, but there are times that we really struggle because the provision may not come in the way we want it, or it may not come when we feel that we're almost meeting the end and we're in a wilderness season. Can you share with our listeners, what did trusting God as your provider and protector look like in your household, quite practically? Wow. Wow. Amen. Praise God.
Because they were just five, you know, and three, you know, so it's hard for them to understand.
Yes.
And so they really understand that God is going to do this. It's not me, you know, I can't do this. And difficult stuff like small things you don't think about. Like, for example, my son, when he started shaving, I was like, Lord, what do I know about shaving, you know? He said, and I'm like, wow, I don't know, you know. Or my daughter starts talking about guys and I must be the one standing up against the guy and say, hello, you don't do this and you're not going to disrespect. And you know, you have to play all those roles, which, you know, we undermine. And then you suddenly realize, listen, if you're a child of God, you're supposed to be living from the inside out.
Amen.
Not looking to the world, you know, but looking to the one on the inside, which sometimes does, you know, we do fall short because, you know, we sort of become emotional. It's our kids. We become panicked, you know. You know, we don't want to let them down. But we know that it's not us that's going to be doing it. It's God, you know. And we forget. We like the Israelites in the wilderness, you know. As soon as the manna becomes less, we start crying about the manna. But
indeed,
we know that it's provided.
We do indeed. Yeah. I'm laughing because, gosh, is that the truth? We forget, we easily forget the provision. And it's so important. To what I do is I journalize. I journalize the miracles in my life, because when we look back in a quiet season, in a wilderness season, we need to look back and remember that provision, remember what he did.
Absolutely spot on.
We are speaking today to Gloria Veal. We are on Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising. We're having a very interesting conversation with Gloria. What a woman of faith. What a powerful, powerful testimony that Gloria has to share with us. And we probably need so much more time. But Gloria, thank you. Thank you for being with us. There's so much that I want to touch on. You mentioned your children, and we had a bit of a laugh about your son and you not knowing how to even think about managing when he needs to shave, something we don't think about when these things come up when we're raising sons. It's very practical. So can we go a little bit deeper, double click on that? You raised two children into adulthood, your son and your daughter. Looking back now, what are you most grateful for in how God covered and guided them specifically, despite the challenges you faced, where God showed himself to them specifically?
Look, I think, I didn't really share about that, but there was a time when we were homeless. We lived from place to place, and both my kids were literally endangered, with the work that I do. And that was a time of a lot of prayer and faith, understanding that, my kids were at risk and that it was only God that would protect us and be with us. And it was really about stepping into, deep faith, waking up every day, not knowing what's next, And I always try to protect my children, as a mother. I believe that all mothers want the same thing for their children, They want stability. They want to provide and protect their children. Whether you're an executive director or a corporate woman or ever, whether you're a community mom, our heart's desires are the same because we have the same creator. So we all have that deep, passion and hunger for our children's safety and protection. So that was a very difficult time for us. But I also know that God wanted me to understand what so many other mothers go through. I don't really want to go into that, but I'm very passionate about the lives of our children on the Cape Flats and the hearts of the moms on the Cape Flats and what they do every day. They literally are engaged in a war for the protection of their children. So I know that God wanted me, I'm one of those people, and I'm not regretting anything. God literally allows me to go through many things that people go through in ministry. Whether it's, my kids know by now when I say I'm fasting, I'm fine, they know there isn't enough food.
Yeah. Oh, Gloria.
So when I say I'm fasting, they say, but you didn't say you were fasting. So they would know, no, I'm just saying that because there isn't enough to go
bless
around.
Bless you.
And I would just say, Lord, forgive me for the white lie, But, that you always want to protect. And so I think for me, and also when you have children, there's something that happens to a mother specifically. I know with fathers, and I sometimes say that to fathers, even to their own, I say, you have the option of walking away, the option of saying, I don't have, I can't, I don't have that option. So it's about the self-sacrifice, the knowing, yes. Okay, well, I need shoes, but so does my child. So what do? You go to the shoemaker and you take your child to the store to buy shoes. There's just that thing,
Yes.
There's a line that's been drawn, and sometimes it's invisible because it's unseen, but it's a reality. So you step into that spirit of selflessness. You
yes.
step into that spirit. Of persevering, knowing that you won't be able to go to the hairdresser because your son needs shaving, your daughter needs sanitary towels, so you are always putting them ahead of all your needs, Barbara, it wasn't an easy journey. I come from that background where I used to be a guest to Parliament every year, the opening of Parliament, as far as union building, I was a VIP guest, So I was a lady who loved beautiful clothing, the
I'm
sun
sure.
goddess and the stone sherry, and that all stopped, came
yes.
to an end. But you know what? Never had more peace because now I wasn't living from the outside in, I was living from the inside out. So even if you wear the, your dress that you had in 1990, you still work it like it's the latest fashion.
Yes, amen. Speak it,
You're
sister.
living from the inside out, you know.
Yeah, the
So
beauty's from the inside.
you work
Amen.
that fashion, you know.
Yeah.
Everything changes the way we perceive life, you know. My kids used to be into this thing of brands. Even they've changed because they can see, you know, for me, ah, come on, I've done Daniel Echter, I've done Stone Cherry, I've done all these brands, you know. And now it's just not on the agenda of priorities. So priorities change, you know.
Agree.
And the most important thing is to be a message to them, you know, that they are watching. They are watching. When I listen to them, when they fight battles, I hear that indeed the example has followed through. You know, they have learned. Even though I don't preach at them, you know, they know who I am and they know that Jesus is first, that God is first in everything,
Amen.
no matter the situation. And that's it, you know. They would sometimes say, well, if God loves you, why are you going through battles? I say, because that's where I grow. And my inheritance is not just about the blessings, it's also about the suffering. Jesus didn't walk only in blessing. In fact, he walked a very difficult journey. And I've called to walk in his footsteps. And that's who I am.
Yeah,
You know, that's
amen.
who I am.
Gloria, I'm sure
So,
there's so
yeah.
many stories that you can share where you can sit around a campfire and we can laugh out loud because when one looks back at it, you look at the silliness of surviving certain things, but also the tears of moving through certain things. You said that your wardrobe or your clothing was in a little washing basket. I mean, I can't even comprehend that. That is so powerful in a testimony because if you look back now and where you are in your own house and how God has provided, and for your children, and not only for your children, for my children, and for our single moms, for all children out there that are with their
Agree.
single moms, Isaiah 54:13 is a promise. All your children
Absolutely.
will be taught by
Yeah.
the Lord, and great will be their peace. So we claim that
Amen.
over our children, Gloria, over your children, and the amazing job you've done. You know, Joel 2:25 promises that the Lord will repay all the years that the locusts have eaten. So can you share
Amen.
with us for the mother listening today who feels overwhelmed by her past and present circumstances? And I'm sure as she listens to your testimony and your story, she can relate to so much. What would you say to her about not allowing a story to define her future?
I would say that the first thing I had to get to that place to understand that children are truly a gift. And when God has, you know, chosen to place that child in your womb, God has given you that child as a gift, but also you have authority over your child. No
Amen.
matter what comes for your child or who comes for your child, you have power to speak life and death over your child with authority. So the words that a mother speaks is important. I believe God hears the prayers of a praying mother. He will never, never leave nor forsake us. You know, if we stand in that authority, make kind as a kind van die Here, and we stand on that authority, we declare that authority, that no power of hell will take your child. If you stand in that authority, in that faith, there is absolutely nothing and no one that can harm your child. And I believe when we speak that authority and blessings, and we speak life over our children, you know, I know women hide their faces whenever I speak on platforms in communities about the power of the tongue, because so often we curse our children with the things we say about our children. But I want to encourage
Yes.
mothers to speak life, you know. Don't remind your children about the things that they've done wrong, but always understand that, you know, they are going to mess up, but it's what they are and who they are that we declare over them. They are blessed. The fruit of my womb is blessed. The fruit of my womb
Amen.
belongs to God. Surrender your child daily to God. You know, that is the power. Every morning, you know, when you don't even get out of bed, just roll out of bed on your knees
Yeah.
and thank Him. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for the gift of my offspring, of my children. The fruit of my womb is blessed, Lord. They belong to you. Surrender them back to God, because all we are is the earthly custodians. And we are reminded, you know, Barbara, this few months I've been reminded that God has given us dominion. But with that dominion, there is a responsibility, you know, to align ourselves with the will and the word of God.
Amen.
And that has already been placed within us. So I want to say to mothers, no situation is hopeless. There's no power in hell that can stand against a mother that speaks in faith, you know,
Amen.
And speaks, you know, the power of heaven over our children. If women can just understand that power that we have, you know, over our children, imagine what we can achieve, especially in unity. You know, God has a sense of humor. You know, he's waiting for women to really come together in heart so that we can light this huge fire of revival,
Amen.
You know, and it starts with us coming together. It's not going to come from places that we think. It's going to come from the hearts of mothers, because,
yes.
you know, God values us. And, you know, you remember when he looked around on that sixth day, he said something was missing, and it was us, it was women, you know, in the same way. Revival cannot happen unless we understand who we are and whose authority we are moving in, and the unity of coming together, sisters, you know, straightening one another's crowns, you know, without speaking bad or gossiping or defeating what God has called us to be, to just come together, you know, as children of one Father, one
Amen.
God.
Amen. I like what you said. You said, remember who we are and whose we are. We're in studio on Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising. We are speaking to Gloria Veal, and Gloria shared in a powerful way some of her testimony and her story of how God has provided practically, how God has shown up in circumstances where everything seemed hopeless and helpless. And we know that we need to speak to Gloria a lot more, because I'm sure she has so much to share. It's an inspiring conversation, Gloria, and I'm sure that you are gathering strength and finding renewed hope to step forward in your journey. And thank you, Gloria, for joining us today and for sharing so openly and vulnerably. No doubt your words of encouragement and wisdom gives renewed hope to all single moms who will listen to your story today. Before we go into a closing of a prayer time with you, can you share closing remarks to summarize and wrap up some of what we spoke about to our mothers, please?
I think the one thing that I want to share is something that I always wrestled with the Lord about, is you're not making choices and decisions of the flesh, not on emotions, which is difficult for women, because we are emotional beings after all. Something I always used to tell the Lord, I said, but Lord, you made me emotional. But here's the thing, you know, when we sow to the flesh, we will reap from the flesh. I want to encourage women, you know, when you are, especially single moms, when you are in a difficult, challenging space where, you know, you can't cry, you have to go to your room because you don't want your kids to be weakened by what they see. You know, go in and speak to the Lord, you know, from the Spirit, and declare the word of God in every situation, no matter if those emotions are overwhelming you. And I know it can be very lonely, but remember, you are not alone. You know, seek that deeper intimacy with the Lord, you know, and ask him, you know, take me deeper, make me stronger, take me deeper, make me stronger in you. And victory for sure will come. It might not come today, but in God's, you know, perfect timing, it will come to pass. Trust him and strive. It is not easy, but it's worth it.
Amen.
Definitely
amen.
Worth it.
It's worth it. I like what you said. You said go deeper. Go deeper with him. Just tell me a bit about that.
So going deeper is really seeking, you know, one thing that I'm learning, and, you know, I get lots of offers, and I don't accept every offer, especially when it comes to, you know, political parties and all that. But, you know, the one thing that the Lord is saying in the last time, this last few months, is about seek presence, seek his presence. So no matter what the choice or the decision is, is he there? You know, is he waiting for us there? Has he led us there? So that deeper is all about his will, aligning ourselves, you know. And there's a formula that the Holy Spirit has taught me in the last while. It's all about his word, his will, and our direction. If those three are not aligned, then there's a misalignment. You know, we can't go deeper. It means we've taken another path. So I believe he's calling us deeper to be more Christ-like, to love more powerfully from the inside out, according to his plan for us, not our plans. You know, that gets so many moments, you know, Lord, really right now I just want to do it my way. But when we know our way is just not the right way, you know,
indeed.
And we can step back and go, you know, take me deeper in your way, your plan, your will. And, you know, we've had a high priest to show us the exact way. You know, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he cried out and he had to submit to God's will. And we know it wasn't easy. It was a painful journey, but it was worth it. You know, there was indeed a price that was paid for us as blood-bought children. Amen.
Amen. Gloria, we have run out of time, but I believe your closing is so powerful. It gives so much hope to our listeners, and I want to thank you and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please remember to tune in next week to our Mother's Corner, where we create a safe space for single mothers raising sons to share their unique stories. Until next week, stay rooted and keep rising. God bless. Thank you, Gloria. Thank you, listeners.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.